That's only for that full product.
Right.
We currently have our others out.
That's why.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we need to add.
But it's already in this agreement as to what we're just renewing that agreement.
Yep.
Okay.
So we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for gasoline and diesel fuel number 19054RB.
Do you guys have any questions on that one?
No.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Petroleum Traders Corporation as primary.
Separate, is that?
Sorry?
You want to do them separate?
Yeah, there's two different agreements, two different companies. I can put them, you may put them in the same one.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Empire Energy LLC as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Notice of renewal for concrete number 19044RB.
You guys have any questions on these?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal agreement for concrete by and between Conco Companies Incorporated and Taney County as primary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement, the notice of renewal agreement for concrete by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company Incorporated and Taney County as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Taney County Regional Sewer District Amendment to Intergovernmental Funding Agreement, Big Bear Sewer Improvement Project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Taney County Regional Sewer District has submitted an amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement request for commission review and approval. This request is specific to the Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. The Regional Sewer District and the Taney County Commission originally entered into this funding agreement on February 6, 2017. For the purpose of completing the engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, and bidding of the project by December 31st, 2018. On April 4th, 2017, the first amendment to set in a governmental funding agreement was entered into, increasing the funding amount from $100,000 to $275,000 to accelerate the phases of the project and perform necessary upgrades to the wastewater treatment facility due to the concerning condition the facility was in at that time. On January 14, 2019, a second amendment to said intergovernmental funding agreement was entered into, extending the funding agreement completion date from December 31, 2018 to December 31, 2019. Now with this third amendment to said intergovernmental funding agreement, the district is requesting that the agreement amount be increased to $2.6 million to cover the estimated cost to construct the project, with the addition of the elimination of the Stonecroft Conference Center Wastewater Treatment Facility. Through this amendment, the district is also requesting a new project completion date of December 31st, 2021. The agreement documents have been approved by the Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees and were signed by the Board Chairman Nathan Easley on April 23rd, 2019. An attorney representing the County Commission has reviewed and approved each agreement document as to form.
Was this part of the funds that was already asked for in the beginning of the year?
It would have been a portion of it would be in the budget. But at the beginning of the year, or
you know what I mean, during the budget.
Extended the timeline of what that was.
I'm asking about the budget.
Yeah, a portion of it would have been included. And all this would not be spent this year.
Right.
Just be getting a start on the construction.
On that plan that you show us as far as what's coming up the next few years?
Yes.
This has already been taken into consideration?
Yes, that's correct.
Was there not some kind of change, or we wouldn't have used the increased, was there not some change that we had to do something that caused, before we go out for bid, that caused us to be the $2,600,000? Wasn't there a change that I read something?
So the funding agreement that was $275,000, a large portion of that went to improving the Big Bear Resort Treatment Facility because it was in very poor condition when we first took it over. And then the remainder of that was primarily engineering to get the project designed. And we also added the Stonecroft portion to that project. And so we're within a very few months of going to bid on this. We had some costs that were not included in the original $275,000 estimate. And those are, I think I've described them in the agreement, but additional engineering services to evaluate our PP5 or poverty point system. The sewer will flow into the poverty point system and actually connect into a piece of City of Hollister sewer before it gets to our poverty point system, before it gets to the Hollister treatment facility. Mm-hmm. So I did not include the evaluation of that. And so there was a few thousand dollars for that engineering. There was the Arcadia Landing subdivision, which is to the west of Big Bear Resort down there, was looked at. There was a little preliminary engineering done on it. We also purchased two of our electrical control cabinets at the end of last year, and that was done a little premature, but it was because we were going to see a pretty substantial increase in those electrical control cabinets. So we had the electrician called us about that, and we said, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So that was an extra $20,000. So getting ready to bid this project, I was going to be over the $275,000 funding agreement, and we're within a few months of bidding it, so I want to just go ahead and ask for the total construction amount, engineering during construction, legal services, things of that nature.
That's why I'm having you increase it.
Yes, ma'am.
And it notes that you'd like for the original agreement to be more simplified to include all of this in phases, whereas the parties desire to reduce this agreement to writing and just note what you just said, instead of breaking it out in the different phases.
It'll all be done in one phase, yes. Okay. Yes. The only caveat to that is there are dollars in there that would allow us to improve the Big Bear Resort Treatment Facility if we have any other issues. That plant is very old as far as a treatment plant, a big steel treatment plant. It's over 40 years old, we believe. It's making fine water. It's doing decent on meeting the limits, but it could have hiccups, and that would be the only caveat to that. The main focus of this is building the two lift stations and the gravity and force main sewers to eliminate those three treatment facilities.
So didn't you guys have pump trucks down there on a like 24/7
yeah,
for,
we
for a while to be able to get it.
The plant at Big Bear Resort, we had to stop the flow from the plant, and we had to pump them all for several days.
That's what I was thinking.
And all that was paid for out of that original amount.
Right. Is this going to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just said I had no problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to go up through Emerald Point and come back through that way?
It actually, not through Emerald Point, but Emerald Point connects to a manhole on the west side of 265.
Okay.
And then City of Hollister picks it up.
Right.
Actually, the situation going on right now, I'm trying to work with Missouri American Water, who operates Emerald Point, and the City of Hollister. There was a little confusion, actually, to who owned that particular manhole and who had that service area. So I'm working on that. That's kind of the last piece to getting the project to bid.
Okay.
We are having to condemn a few easements, but it's not many.
Is this amendment have a title as far as...
just be an amendment to...
Intergovernment funding agreement.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like amendment number 3 or amendment...
maybe I shouldn't. This.
I think it is.
We had the original funding agreement, and we had two amendments, so it would be amendment number mm-hmm. 3.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to label it as such, or do you just want to read the... Because I don't think it says that on the actual amendment.
Yeah, it does not.
Do you guys want that labeled as the third one, or just reference it as that, or how do you want?
I think it would be good to label it as 3.
I would mention that those... prior, the original agreement and the two amendments are referenced in
this one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
As exhibits A, B, and C.
And I think just by us talking about it on the record, it will... Mm-hmm. Move to approve the funding, excuse me, the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you all very much.
All right, thank you. We'll be in recess till 1:30 this afternoon, and we'll take up some roundtable discussion on planning and zoning. We'll be in recess.
You got it.